This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. American potato growers have been waiting patiently for the Mexican Supreme Court to rule on that country's ban on U.S. fresh potato imports. Unfortunately, without much news of late. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he spoke recently with Mexico's Ag Secretary Villalobos, who seemed optimistic a positive ruling would soon be coming, but adds if it doesn't.
Then the second process that we've been engaged in is correspondence with the U.S. Trade Representative's office. An opportunity later this week to visit with the newly confirmed trade ambassador to encourage her to do what I think she's already inclined to do, which is to make sure that there is enforcement of the terms and conditions and spirit of the USMCA.
Vilsack says this is just one of his priorities during his second term as Ag Secretary.
Implementation of USMCA, expansion of the Japanese trade agreement to eliminate the disadvantage that we currently find our beef producers under, maintaining some relationship with China so that the Chinese purchases continue at pace and pick up so that they are consistent with the phase one responsibility, looking for opportunities to expand new relationships in the United Kingdom and Southeast Asia and potentially Africa.
Vilsack says we need to understand that the secret sauce of trade is making sure we have enough people in these markets, giving us the insights necessary for us to understand precisely what these markets need and want from us.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.